cool thing about this exhibition is there's no rules. You're just encouraged to enter this space where everything is kind of a little bit confusing. It's like this maze of light and sound. But the first thing you notice is it's very sensory. So you walk in, you haven't got your shoes on, you can feel textures under your feet, hear noises like 360 around your head, and obviously lights everywhere. And you start to realize that everything is actually interactive.
This is Harry Hock. He and Jonathan Belitho create art as part of Hakea Studios. They're currently showing an audiovisual installation as part of the Snuosphere exhibition, which you can hear.
With our particular installation, you can walk on this pressure-sensitive floor. So as you step on different points, the crystals will light up and change their hue, get brighter and more intense in their colours, and also you'll hear an interactive sound piece that's been designed to accompany the lights.
The Snuosphere exhibition is part of the Big Anxiety Festival, Australia's largest mental health festival. One of the curators, Lindsay Webb, describes it as a therapeutic space without the therapists.
It's what's called a sensory room, effectively, in therapeutic speak, I guess. And that's a room that'll have a whole bunch of objects and mini experiences that are designed to kind of stimulate a variety of senses in a sort of a self-exploratory way. So it's a self-discovery kind of therapy. So you don't have a therapist telling you what to do. It's just you let loose to kind of play with the objects and feel and experiment, smell, touch, sound.
This Snuosphere, thinking about it as being sort of this multi-sensory environment that's kind of full of interactive art. That's sort of the concept about sort of thinking about therapeutic nature of social space. And again, I think its development itself is quite interesting in terms of creating, a meditative space.
This is Professor Catherine Boydell, the mental health lead for the Big Anxiety Festival. Professor Boydell is a researcher at the Black Dog Institute, who are collecting data at the festival. She sees the potential of works like Snuosphere to expand the understanding the general public has about people who suffer from mental illness.
How can we learn more about how, you know, neurodiverse individuals, like people with autism, with autistic people, how they experience the world? And I think the understanding is that if the general public can learn more from those kinds of experiences, then they sort of, that can enhance awareness of different states of mental health, then we can move people from sympathy to empathy.
These kinds of effects are something that Harry says are important when creating a work like his.
Basically, any of the works that we make, we want to encourage that element of kind of like mindfulness and meditation. I think interactive works need to be interesting and fun to a degree, but also there needs to be that element of like relaxation. When you touch these crystals, you get these beautiful soothing melodies, and it is a very meditative and relaxing sensation, very, very primal.
Professor Boydell thinks that works like Harry's, which link the arts with tackling mental health, are having a positive impact.
We've seen quite compelling evidence in terms of impact on emotional health and well-being, impact on enhancing mental health literacy, enhancing awareness of mental health issues, decreasing stigma, impact on practice change. The report in the UK, actually, there was one study that showed cost savings of involvement in the arts. So I think they had worked it out to something like over £200 per person, cost savings. The number of people who avoided hospitalization. So there are all kinds of different outcomes and impacts in the literature in terms of the impact of the arts on health.
Harry sees the potential to develop his art into much broader spaces.
Light art especially is becoming recognized because of its power to change a dull cityscape. Or for an example, you know, just like you can throw some lights on a building or in a foyer or around, you know, Circular Quay for Vivid, and suddenly it's a different world.
Do you think that maybe we could incorporate some of that kind of art into our permanent city infrastructure?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the goal. I think any city will benefit from this kind of art. And also just, like to create a more welcoming, friendly environment within cities, especially at night when, cities can be quite intimidating and threatening. You can easily change that with some public art.